All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 86. Learning today is sponsored by Sherry Perlowitz in memory of her aunt, Chaya Bas Avraham Moshe, Tehinish Masa Tur B'Tzura Chaim, and for Refuah Shlema for Shira Bas Devorah Leah. Okay, I think a quick one today. We'll get into some back to Purim topics. I know there's some good follow-up from some of the non-Purim stuff from last week, and hopefully we'll get back to it after Purim. But I guess we'll keep it Purim until Purim. Okay, so some in Yone Megillah today, maybe tomorrow, and then we'll get to Tinus Esther. All right, we'll see what we could do. So one minhag regarding the Kriyas Megillah is that the Baal Koreh doesn't hold the Megillah like we would a normal scroll, like a Torah, like a Sefer Torah, or even like when reading Koheles, where you just have, you know, it's a scroll, so there's like two sides, and you just roll it as you're going through the columns. So no, we open the whole thing up like a letter. Like imagine like the olden days, a letter carrier, a messenger would come in front of the king, and he's like holding the letter, even if it's a long one, you know, it's like it's all the way down behind him on the floor, and like he'll just like go through it as he's reading the letter. So that's the way we're supposed to hold the Megillah. Now we don't want it to fall on the floor, that's disrespectful, so we fold it up, fold it under and over, and just pile it up onto the Shulchan. And that is for sure the way that the Baal Koreh reads from the Megillah. The Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Reish Tzadi Sif Yud Zayin says, Mino Kol Yisrael Sha Koreh Koreh Uposhe Ki Igeres L'Hairos Anis. The reason is, this is a minhag that the Baal Koreh opens it up like a letter, and this is to L'Hairos Anis, it's an element of Persume Nisa. The Megillah is referred to as an Igeres in the Megillah, it's a letter, as opposed to like a Sefer. So we're showing that it's like a letter, and that's what the Baal Koreh does. Okay, for the Baal Koreh, that's clear. What about the people in the audience? What about people who have their own Megillah and are following along? Should they also be holding it like fully open, like a letter? Obviously, less, a little more complicated because they don't necessarily have a whole shulchan to, you know, put it down on. Now you're talking that it might be falling on the floor, so they got to figure out a way. Is that appropriate or is that unnecessary? So this is a machlokas between the Mishnah Brura and the Prima God. The Mishnah Brura there says that Hayechidim Ashumim Megillos ain't Tzarech Lifshot. No, people in the audience who are listening with their own Megillahs do not need to completely open it up like a letter. Obviously, if you're following along with the Chumash, there's nothing to talk about. But we're saying if you have a real cloth, you could just have it like a regular scroll, like you would hold like a mini Sefer Torah, and just roll it through as you're listening. That is a Shulchan Aruch. That is the Mishnah Brura. The Shaar Tzion, though, quotes the Prima God, who says, no, that this is not the minhag, and even the yechidim, anybody listening, needs to open it up fully like a letter. Lamaisa, it seems like the contemporary minhag is like the Mishnah Brura. The Dirish in the back quotes the Chazon Ish of Chaim Kanievsky or Shlomo Zalman. They would all say an individual listening does not need to have it fully open. It could just, you know, much simpler and easier, hold it like a regular scroll. Okay, so that is for someone who is listening. What if you're laning, but not for a tzibor, not for a minion? You're laning for yourself at home, or you're laning for individuals who couldn't make it to shul. It could be much more relevant this year. And it's not a tzibor, it's not a minion. How do you hold the Megillah then? Do you have to open it up like a letter, or can you just you know, keep it like a regular, like I said, like a mini Sefer, like the way we do it with the Sefer Torah, which is certainly easier to do. So this is also machlokas. The Kaf HaChaim says that in this case, you also need to open it up like a letter. The reason that individuals who are in the tzibor don't need to open up like a letter, that's because they're relying on the Baal Koreh, who's doing that persuminiyasi. He's showing the world, oh, this is Megillah is like a letter. But so that's why the people listening in the audience and have their own Megillahs, they don't need to do it as well. But if you're the one who's laning and there's nobody doing it, you need to provide that persume nisa. So even if you're laning for yourself or for a small audience, you need to hold it like a letter there. That's what the Kav HaChaim says. Nonetheless, the Bach is quoted as saying, you do not need only for a Baal Koreh, for a minion, like only then there's going to be the chance for that significant level of persume nisa. So then you got to open up like a letter. But if it's like a small private Megillah laning for yourself or for a couple other people, you do not need to open up like a letter. You can keep it like a regular, like as I've been saying, like a scroll, like the Torah scroll, and just roll through as you're reading it. Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Dirshu says, when he would go back and lane for people in his own home who did not make it to shul, and it was not a minion setting, he would not open it up like a letter. He would keep it like a scroll, and he would lean as such. And that seems to be the minhag for the Ashkenazim, as the Kav HaChaim argues, is for a Sephardi posik. So I would say the minhag Ashkenaz is the only time you would need to open up the Megillah like a letter is if you are the Baal Koreh for a minyan. Short of that, you can hold it like a scroll if you're in the audience or if you're doing more of a private leaning. Here I said this would be quick. It wasn't so quick. But anyways, that's regarding how we should be holding the cloth.